Penny's New Year, New You questionnaire. What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I do not believe in New Year's resolutions. I think they are overrated. I think a lot of people just feel obligated to do them because it's what people do. There are, of course, people that do take them very seriously and do perform them, so hats off to them. That's not really my thing, though. I'll probably just set goals throughout the year and work to accomplish them in that manner. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? I took 2 vacations and was able to travel for both of them, so that was awesome. Saw a lot of family, saw new places, took a lot of time off to relax, so that was cool. GWA, I joined in 2016, so that's probably the best thing. I posted a couple things here and there, and only had a verification audio and the Disney audio, which was actually pretty fun. Had a lot of fun with that one. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? Let's see. Last text says, yee, with 4 E's on the end there. So I'd say the new year is going to be pretty freaking awesome. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? Winky face. I will definitely receive more. I think that's a given. As far as giving, I would really like to, though I guess we'll see how that goes. This is probably one of my longest drawn-out audios, so I guess I'll just have to work my way up to that one. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? Definitely the Disney audio. Since that was probably my only audio for 2016, but I had a lot of fun with that one. It was the genie, so it was humorous, it was fun, it was really cool, so wasn't that big of a challenge. Pick 3 words that describe your 2016, then pick 3 words that you want to describe your 2017. 3 words for 2016, let's go with adventure, family, and fun. 3 words that you want to describe your 2017. Okay, so I'm not going to describe something that I want it to be because I have a pretty good idea of what it's going to be. So we're going to go with new, exciting, and terrifying. And I think those all kind of play off of each other. So there you have it. 2017 has just begun. Done anything that you are proud of or regret yet this year? It's only the 7th. Haven't done anything to regret or be proud of. So I guess that's good and bad. But the year has just begun, so we'll see how that goes. You can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, and Batman. Truth and justice, people. Truth and justice. I think that's cool. I mean, it's bigger than I guess most people do. Something real, something fighting for the greater good. On a lighter note, probably trade with someone that's a comedian just because it's something that I feel is fitting for me. Making people laugh, making people smile, getting positive feedback from them. Something relatable to Jim Carrey. Or Jim Carrey, probably. It's probably my favorite. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? Biggest change. I don't think I really changed much. Got a little bit older, got a little bit wiser, saw a lot of family. That's pretty much it. Let's see. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? I want to hear more HFO audios, as much as a niche that is. I understand they take a lot of work. It's a lot of writing. It's a lot of performing, a lot of sound that goes into it, but I truly appreciate those. And for the people that write it, for the people that perform it, it's a great, work. So I'd like to see more of those. And for the bonus, I think I'll just throw that in the tech side of it. So thanks for listening.